Bloomberg Surveillance with Ken Pruitt and Tom Keene. Listen on demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Now available free for both iPhone and Android devices.
We need to talk to somebody who can make sense of this. Mark Chandler with Brown Brothers Harriman. Mark, good morning.
Morning. I'll give it a try.
Where is the tipping point on Euro? Okay, if we all agree, it goes up 140, 142, baloney. Where's the Chandler tipping point where the Euro is too strong?
I don't know if we're going to see a certain level. I think it depends on what happens with the Eurozone economy, and there you've got a real dichotomy. And that's partly because the French economy is still weakening, not only in absolute terms, but also relative to Germany. I think that as we get above this 135 area, which we probably can go through while we're talking now, I think that the next level is closer to 137, 138. But I think that the irony here is that the strength of the Euro right now is partly a reflection that they've moved away from the edge of the abyss. Remember, a year ago we were talking
right.
about who was going to drop out. And so in some ways, the strength of the euro is a sign of returning capital into the eurozone and the reduction of the risk of a breakup.
Mm-hmm. I am looking at a fancy chart, folks. I just put it out on Bloomberg Radio Plus. People would drive off the road worldwide if I explained it. But the bottom line, Mark Chandler, it makes real clear this is not about people going long the euro. Everybody stop betting short euro. The bet on a weak euro has simply been pulled away. Is that true?
I think that if you're looking at the commitment of traders, you'll see that the gross longs of the non-commercial, that is speculative longs, have increased to basically the highest level in over a year or nearly a year, while the gross shorts have also been sharply reduced and also near one-year lows. But I also think there's real money going into Europe, as we've seen comments from PIMCO and BlackRock saying that if the ECB is going to be buying two-year notes or three-year notes in the peripheral countries, they should be doing that. And so we have seen money, real money, go back into from being underweight to back to more neutral weighting in the peripheral bond markets. We've also been hearing talk of Middle East demand for the euro as a reserve asset. Recycling the oil proceeds, and as you know, oil prices are at multi-week highs.
I look at the movement around here in the dollar. You know, we look at all these other pairs. Tell me about dollar direction. DXY really hasn't moved all that much, has it?
No, I think that the problem with DXY is that it doesn't really exist, except in the figment of a couple traders or some traders' imaginations, in the sense that the dollar index is primarily the euro or currencies that move in the euro's orbit, like the Swiss franc or the Swedish krona.
Right.
But that's being offset by, so far this year, weakness that is dollar strength against the British pound, against the Canadian dollar, against the... I guess those would be the two, of course, the Japanese yen as well. So the euro strength is being diluted in the dollar index by the fact that the dollar itself is actually strong against some of these other
right.
currencies.
Well, I'm looking, folks, this is a chart, and this is why we love to have Mr. Chandler on. I'm looking at the U.S. dollar versus the Korean won. And, I mean, hockey stick doesn't even describe that move off of August 31st. I mean, these are shocks to these smaller economies.
Yeah, I think that for Korea has been one of these countries that have been hurt by slowing down of world trade and also the sharp depreciation of the Japanese yen. A page that I like is on WFII. There on Bloomberg, you have a list of many of the Asian equity markets, and what you're looking at there is foreign purchases of local stocks. And you can see that South Korea is really the only major market in which foreigners have been selling this year. They've already sold about $1.6 billion worth of Korean stocks this year, while they're buying everything else. And so I think that people see Korea competes with Japan, say the auto sector. The Japanese have a weaker yen. That helps them over Korea.
Mike McKee, would you please explain to me why Mark Chandler is teaching me about the Bloomberg? I mean, I'm humbled. WFII, for those of you with a Bloomberg terminal in your car,
foreign
this is foreign investment. Institutional investing in equities. That's killer. Run through this again, Mark Chandler.
Yeah, so what this page gives you is about 10 countries in Asia, and this is coming from the data, I believe, is coming from the local stock market, who's reporting foreign institutional purchases of equities. And you get it on what happened on the day, maybe with a day lag. Some countries, others, it's up to date as of today. You get the week to date, month to date, and year to date. And I think that those numbers just give you a sense of what's going on.
Okay.
That is, foreigners are taking their profits on Korean stocks.
We got negative symbols on South Korea and Thailand.
Sri Lanka, Vietnam. You don't want to know from Sri Lanka.
Yeah, Sri Lanka, I'd say you could write off, just it's too small.
Yeah, okay.
Most countries.
Do you worry? Let me rip up the script. We got 1 minute left, Mark Chandler. Do you, and particularly when Carol Masters walking in the room for Bloomberg on the economy, we got to go quick.
Got to get away.
Cyprus. I'm sorry. Cyprus was a big talk at Davos. Is Mark Chandler focused on little Cyprus as a template for Europe?
I don't know about the template for Europe, but I do see it as an Achilles heel, so to speak. The Cyprus banks have a huge network in Greece, and if Cyprus has a major problem, for example, if they don't get money from the EU, then that would have a knock-on effect on Greece and exacerbate their problems and maybe even another bailout or another some kind of restructuring of Greek debt might be necessary if Cyprus isn't taken care of.
Great clinic. Mark Chandler, thank you so much. He's with Brown Brothers. Harriman.
Listen to Bloomberg Surveillance weekday mornings at 7 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2013, Bloomberg LP.